With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. Several important tax law provisions have taken effect in recent years that affect charitable contributions. With a look at some of those items as you consider year-end giving is IRS Media Relations Representative Dee Stepter. Dee, thanks for taking time to share about these reminders.
Thank you.
What are some of the key guidelines for monetary donations? That seems to be the thing that affects most people this time of year.
Well, if you're looking to make a charitable donation that you can deduct on your tax return, especially money, you must have some type of receipt or written communication from the charity showing the name of the charity, the date of the contribution, and the amount. The bank records that you could look at and use are canceled checks, bank or credit union statements, as long as it's providing that information. Another good way to give is by credit card, because that's going to show the transaction date, the charity that it was given to, and the amount.
Are there differences as far as property donations being made and how those are kept track of?
You have certain requirements for property donations. In 2006, the rules changed. So if you were giving something like clothes or household items, they have to be in good use condition or better when you're making that contribution. And if you're claiming a deduction of over $500, then, you know, you need to have certain documentation. So you need to make sure that you complete a form. It's a form 8283 that has to be completed when you're giving non-cash items, property over $500. But then if you're giving an item that's up to $250, you must have a statement from the charity acknowledging the donation and providing information, whether it's money or property. Another thing, make sure that you're giving to a qualified charity where your contributions would be deductible to that organization.
How do you know if the charity is qualified?
IRS has a tool on its website, so you can go to irs.gov, and it's the Exempt Organization Select Check tool. When you go to our website on the homepage, you want to click on Online Tools, and you'll find it listed there. And it's a searchable online database available on our website that lists most organizations that are eligible to receive deductible contributions. But I do want to say that not all organizations are listed in the database, because churches, synagogues, temples, mosques, and government agencies are eligible to receive deductible donations, but they do not have to apply for tax exemption from the IRS, so they may not be listed in the database.
I did want to touch upon, there is a provision set to expire at the end of this year, which applies to older owners of IRAs and providing them a different way to give to charity. What's involved in that provision?
Well, this is a special tax-free charitable contributions for persons who own certain IRAs. And this is an IRA owner age 70 and a half or older can directly transfer tax-free up to $100,000 per year to an eligible charity. But at this point, this is the last year that you would be able to do that. So if you have money in your IRA and you want to make a charitable contribution, it would be transferred tax-free. People put money in the IRA, the taxes are tax deferred until you draw it out. By making this contribution, you're making a tax-free contribution. It doesn't count as a taxable withdrawal if it's going to an eligible charity.
You mentioned the online tools. Are there other resources available to the taxpayer?
There's a lot of information on our website. You want to look at Publication 526 on charitable contributions, which has all of the rules that we've talked about. Plus, there's also Publication 590, which will talk about the special rule for certain IRA owners. So definitely a lot of information on our website. Go to irs.gov and type charitable contributions in the search, and it will take you to a list of helpful information.
IRS Media Relations Representative Dee Stepter with some reminders about year-end giving. Dee, thanks for the advice.
Thank you.